What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, you got to hear me out on this.
Oh, boy. As soon as somebody say, hear me out on this.
So, I'm not saying I'm getting a divorce.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying I think I have grounds for a divorce. So yesterday, making the bed, wash the sheets and all that stuff, making the bed, and my wife says, just for real casually, like, you know, I took out the trash or something. She goes, oh, I threw away your pillow.
Oh, no. You mean that dirty, nasty pillow you've been holding on for years?
That's beside the point.
For 20 years. Man, that pillow old as me.
I've had that pillow for over 20 years. And it's a feather pillow that I've built a relationship with and I use every night and I love. She threw away the pillow without telling me. Yeah. Without telling me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's... Like, I know that there are some heinous things that people do in marriages and they lead to, you know, breakups. But of all the heinous things you can think of in my house, number one is throw away my pillow without telling me. You can have your adultery.
Just leave the pillow
just
behind.
Just leave the pillow. Dude.
Man, I will have your back on this one, though. She should have told you.
Yes.
She should have gave you the option. And not even a real option, just, hey, John.
It's time or something.
You got to throw this pillow out and make you do it.
She's done that for several years.
Yeah. Maybe that's why she just went on and did it.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about my now departed pillow before on this show. And I will grant that it has a few stains on each side from, you know, oils and such in your skin that over the years.
Oils and such.
I've had it for 20 years. But it's your pillow. Your pillow. Think about that. Whether it's 1 year or 20 years in this case.
Is it still a good pillow? It's got to be like so flat and depleted by now. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Well, it was the best probably 18 years ago. By now, it's just like you're sleeping on the mattress. That thing's got to be so flattened.
So I want our listeners to weigh in on this. Set aside, if you can, that I had this pillow for more than 20 years. And it has some stains on it, and it's flat, and the feathers are all popping through the cover. And occasionally I have to put two pillowcases on it. Sometimes three, so the feathers don't prick you in the face when you're sleeping. Set that aside if you can.
Yeah, of course.
But throwing away the pillow without telling someone.
No, I'm with you on that. It sounds like it was... not a great pillow at this point in life, but I'm 100% with you. You can't throw away somebody else's things without telling them first. 100%. I'm in your corner.
All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on this one, too. Even sometimes my wife be having stuff all around the house, And I'm like, I don't even know what this. I'd be wanting to throw it out.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm going to set it here for her and mm-hmm. let her decide.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. So that's called compassion. Pig.
Yeah. That's now, you probably wasn't going to decide. You was just going to keep it.
Of course.
But if I was her, I would at least been like, John, I'm throwing this pillow out right now.
Somebody said oils and such.
Yeah. Kind of sounds like Joe Espada trying to explain these injuries.
Yeah. John, you gross. It's not. We washed it. I cleaned it. Like I said, I put two, sometimes three pillowcases on it.
20 years is a long time for a pillow.
That is
though,
a
man.
Really long time. Is your mattress even that old?
Like, oh, we got a new mattress.
Yeah, you probably swapped out everything else. Oh, obviously, the sheets, everything. Still got the pillow.
I'm about to Google what happened 20 years ago today. And that's how long you had that pillow.
What happened 20 years ago today? You looking? That's at least that long is how long. Is that pillow more yellow than a canary? Or is it more brown like, you know what?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, someone said throwing the pillow away, go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Jail time.
Yeah.
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 Episode of Frasier, he gives away Martin's chair without telling him. It leads to a big argument.
Oh, that's
said.
Right. I remember that episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody said their wife threw away their robe they had since they were 14 without telling them. So you have somebody who can relate.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy about it.
It's her house. Well, there is that.
No, you can't do it without giving a heads up. You can't just throw someone's stuff away.
Mm-hmm. Especially a pillow.
Yeah, especially something that you've had that long or that type of connection to.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got a lot of things I could choose from, I guess. A lot of things I can always get off my chest. I was listening. So not only did I hear John get blamed yesterday for the coffee mugs on the drive yesterday, but I heard them talking about this fruit bracket. Some website put out a bracket just like March Madness for like the best fruit.
Oh, I'm in.
And I have to admit, I guess I was just ignorant or naive. I was very surprised that pineapple did so well. Pineapple's always been my favorite fruit, but honestly, I always thought that was a bit of an outlier and that I was a bit unique in that.
Mm-hmm.
But it got a number one seed in the bracket, and I believe both B. Scott and Ron both said that it would be one of their one seeds as well. And I was like, oh, everyone loves pineapple. For some reason, I've always thought that that's a more unique, because of the maybe some of like the tartness, the flavor, that it's not such a popular fruit. I guess I was wrong.
Well, the thing about pineapple, I'm all in on this, by the way. The thing about pineapple is it can be very hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you'll eat a pineapple and you're like, ooh, that's way too sour, way too tart. Just like a peach. See, a peach would be a number one seed for me too. Was a peach up there?
I was going to ask. I have to check. I think a peach, I think it was high up. I don't know if it was a one seed. But I was going to ask you guys what your one seeds would be.
My four brackets? Yep. I would put peach, banana, probably plum. I like peaches and plums.
Yeah,
so
me
much.
Too. Yeah.
And mango.
Mango is one of mine. I love mango.
I love mango so
much. Yeah. I like peaches. I like pineapple. I buy pineapple every week.
Mm-hmm. So, see? Everyone loves it.
I'm a pineapple guy. Yeah. Grapes. I like grapes. I like a good apple, to be honest. I know apple is, you know, just an apple, but, man, I love a good apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was way out on this thing. I thought pineapple, like I said, was a little more obscure. Everyone seems to love it. It's great. It's my favorite. I think their big debate yesterday was a banana was not a one seed, if I remember correct.
Banana has to be a one
seed. And that's what they got worked up about.
I love bananas.
I hate bananas.
Yeah, I'm not a big banana guy.
I hate bananas.
You can put bananas in anything, look, man.
And I'm out of it. Yeah. Like, no, I just had a drink where it was just like tropical fruit drink with banana. I'm like, nope.
Oh, banana's the best. Banana, peach, plum, and mango.
Yeah, if I want to get a little bougie, I do like the Asian pears. The Asian pears.
Those are really good.
I do like pears. Those are really good. I would say watermelon, pineapple, mango, and then I'd probably do strawberry. The fourth one was tough for me. I love grapes.
Yeah.
Probably blueberries. Strawberry. Pretty good.
Nah, I'm not on the blueberries.
I like blueberries. Yeah. By the way, 20 years ago today, Facebook was in its early days.
Apparently that pillow was in his early days too.
Yeah.
Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, you had this pillow since Hurricane Katrina, man.
Yeah, Martha Stewart was sentenced to prison.
Oh, wow.
I had this pillow since before Martha Stewart was controversial.
That is crazy.
It was the best. It's the best.
Oh, I just got the fruit bracket, by the way. The one seeds were peach, strawberry, pineapple, and orange. I forgot.
I like orange, but I wouldn't make it a one seed. But yeah, definitely peach. Peaches are the best. Yeah.
Speaking of fruits and all that stuff, you know, I've been the last couple, I want to say this might be like week 3 or week 4 of me, you know, eating healthier.
Right.
So I've been staying away from the fast foods, been trying to stay away from the sugars. That's pretty tough, especially around here when they bring in cupcakes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I told you I was doing the diet my sister do, who is a bodybuilder.
Right.
And she was doing a diet where she was eating like 5 meals a day.
Oh, little meals?
Not even. It did not feel like no damn little meals.
Really?
Like, I would have a big breakfast, and then lunch, I was weighing everything on the scale, man. Mm-hmm. She was saying, I just got to get my metabolism
going,
going. But, I looked up this. Well, I didn't look it up, but somebody posted J.J. Watts. He pretty much got an insane diet.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see what this diet is?
I would love to.
And I got to confess, I think I need to get off of mine after seeing his.
Mm-hmm.
But his first breakfast, this is the first breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating oatmeal and fruit, 6 eggs, banana, and apple.
6 eggs?
6 eggs.
Wow.
That's the first breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
The second breakfast.
Second breakfast. Who doesn't eat 2 breakfasts?
Yeah. He's eating 4 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Two sliced toast of toast with peanut butter,
mm-hmm,
and 2 slices of wheat toast with jelly.
That's a lot.
That's the second breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
First lunch. He's eating 3 chicken breasts wrapped in bacon and whole wheat pasta with a side of broccoli.
Sounds good.
That's the first.
Yes.
That's the first lunch. The second lunch.
Dang.
Chicken breast with mashed sweet potatoes and steamed carrots.
That's relatively healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the first dinner.
But it's his fourth meal.
Yeah. So this is the first dinner. Lamb chops with pasta, grilled asparagus. That's in my ballpark. Second dinner, filet with whole wheat pasta, steamed broccoli. And apparently this is over 9,000 calories a day.
And he's lost weight. He's lost weight.
How do you even have enough time in the day to eat, like to sit down for 6 meals?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that's how I feel like I've been eating, to the point I had to dial it back. I'm like, man, I am full.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get full really quick. I'm like, man, I can't eat no more. So I don't know. I might have to ditch this diet, man. I might have to
go with the JJ diet. See how it works out.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's too much, man.
Yeah,
way too much.
By the way, I love that 832 says, John, your confession next week will be, man, I had a great week of sleep. Now that pillow's gone. That's a good text. Hey, when we come back, those are our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. When we come back, Jack McGlynn of the Houston Dynamo will join us next. It's In the Loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.